Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, loyalty is royalty. With Christmas right around the corner, treat yourself for less during the holiday season. Rewards members get early online-only access to Black Friday doorbuster deals on Thanksgiving Day, like the Hisense side-by-side fridge, just $799. Not a member? Join for free today. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/27 only on Lowe's.com. Member only doorbusters and Midnight Eastern. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. See Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday. Happy football week. Although, I got to tell you, I'm a little bit skeptical. Like we got here, Jeffrey, right? We got here. There is, as we said, Friday. That was the last weekend without meaningful football, right? And so we got here, and we got prep games Thursday, Friday. Like, we got when's MUS play?
We play Friday night at Bartlett.
Friday night at Bartlett.
Yep.
Is that going to be a tight tilt?
I do not know. I think both teams are kind of.
Don't you often play Bartlett early? Is this
the last couple of years? This has been the opener.
And is it a test? Is it revealing?
They're a good program.
That's what I'm saying. You're not.
But it feels
with a
cupcake. It seems like both teams are kind of resetting. So, and it's also week one. You can see a lot of like weird things because teams haven't teams have scrimmaged whatnot, but it's like first real game action. So you'll see a lot of turnovers. Like it's not the cleanest football right. That gets played all year.
Anyway, so we got high school football. South Haven's playing Lausanne. South is playing Lausanne, and Germantown, Houston.
Yeah,
like there's some.
It's a bigger high school football week than it is to think anything
and
else.
And then we're like, okay, it's college football's here, but the only game of any consequence really is Farmageddon, right?
Yep.
Iowa State versus Kansas State in Dublin.
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that potatoes aren't native to Ireland? You probably did, because you know everything.
Probably not. I would say no. But like, if it was a binary, are potatoes native to Ireland, I probably would have guessed no.
Well,
but
I think you would. The simple fact that I'm asking the question.
Right. Triggers, probably not.
Exactly. Because you associate, is there any other country you associate more with potatoes than
not country.
Ireland?
The only other place is Idaho,
right? So potatoes are from the New World. They're from South America, specifically the Andes Mountains. The Spanish credited with bringing them to Europe, and they eventually became a staple crop in Ireland. But
I would definitely have gotten that. I would have actually thought the way that you were asking it, I would have thought like Mesopotamia. I would have thought something.
No, the New World.
Egypt or something, because, you know.
The New World. The 16th century, they came back. The Spanish brought them back to Europe. And then they became widespread in the 17th century. And because Ireland has such crappy soil.
Yep.
Right?
Yeah. And it makes it for good potato
farming. Like, oh, this is great.
Yeah. And we finally got something we can grow.
And then, of course, they overly relied on a single crop,
yep.
Led to crop failure, and you had the
what
great,
could go wrong?
And the great famine in the mid-19th century. I guess it's appropriate, though. I think of it as an agrarian land, don't you, Ireland? Have you been?
I think I've not been to Ireland. I've only done the southern part of England. I think of it as green.
Green. Certainly green.
And sheep. I think of a lot of sheep.
I do think of sheep. So, and I don't necessarily think of sheep in Iowa or in Kansas.
Correct.
Anyway, Iowa State versus Kansas, both ranked. Do you have a conviction? I'm not going to ask you to, you know, we're going to wait for Jeffrey's bets on Friday. Do you have a conviction, though?
I am very much leaning towards Kansas State because with Iowa State, when you lose multiple, like, top 100 skill players, I find it hard to believe that Iowa State just replaces those.
Yeah, they had a couple of wide receivers drafted high in the NFL draft. So then in addition to that one, you've got Idaho, speaking of potatoes, Idaho State versus UNLV, Fresno versus Kansas, Sam Houston versus Western Kentucky, and Stanford versus Hawaii.
Just a quick shout out on that one. Tim Murray, of course, of the afternoon show, he convinced his bosses and they sold it. He's going to week zero in Hawaii. He's actually doing a Hawaii work trip.
Mind you, only time I went to Hawaii was on a work trip.
Yep.
To cover Mike Tyson. What is the, how in the world do you sell that game?
VSiN was selling it as like a college football kickoff. And I mean, I think they sold it like a $20,000 sponsorship.
Oh, okay.
So his bosses were like, sure.
All right.
You bring in $20,000 of revenue on a weekend.
So that's what we got. It's okay.
It's a taste.
But it's not exactly. I don't in fact feel like we've arrived.
I think next week
we'll see it. I can see it from here.
But
I don't feel like we've arrived. It is a couple things that I think we should note. It is, at least according to Chris Harrington in the early word, he's writing the email from the Daily Memphian that arrives in your email box every day, tells you everything you need to know. He was kind of equivocal on this, but it is or isn't one or the other National Soft Ice Cream Day. It's a soft endorsement of National Soft Ice Cream Day. How do you feel about soft ice cream?
I'm fine. Like
I literally can't remember the last time I ate it.
I think I did TCBY maybe last summer once, but like, you know, I'm not.
Is TCBY yogurt?
So I consider soft serve and
is
frozen
the same,
they're the same thing.
They're indistinguishable?
Yeah. I did last week get a frozen custard from Freddy's.
Well, of course,
are we counting that?
Yes. Yeah, 100%. I think that's right.
So then last week is my answer.
We used to have all of those self-serve, you know, come in and get
sure.
And you weigh your thing, right?
Yep.
That used to be a thing. Anyway, it's National Soft Serve Ice Cream Day. It is hot as hell and has been hot as hell. It was unbelievably tough over the weekend, but we're supposed to have
at least we had the weekend after the golf tournament. Golf tournament was toasty, but it wasn't
not unbearable.
No.
This, if you had this weekend,
we would have a lot of complaining out there.
Would have been a lot of complaining out there. Instead, it was saved for the weekend after. So we got a lot to talk about today. We got Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. The preseason football. It's apparent that the Bills aren't going to win a game this year. After the way they were just...
So I guess you and Aaliyah had the same takeaway?
Demolished by the Bears. But I do want to talk about, you and I take the preseason pledge.
Yes.
So maybe the answer is none of this is real, right? But I want to run some things that happened by, not right now, but...
Next segment.
Of course, in the show, some things that happened, and you tell me whether we should put any stock in them at all, right?
Okay.
Including one of them will be Bears 38, Bills nothing. Bears 38.
Correct me if
Bills,
I'm wrong. I was trying to, as I was watching the game, did the Bills have a single starter playing on defense?
Bills had one starter on defense, Cole Bishop, the safety.
Okay.
Started on defense, and one starter on offense, their third receiver, really, Josh Palmer.
Okay. So I was telling
Ali. They played nobody?
I was like, I don't recognize any of these people.
Right. They played nobody.
Because they practiced with the Bears last week. Mark actually went, and he left quite impressed with the Bills.
Well, that's good. That's good to hear. They practiced with the Bears, and they got all the work done that they needed in the practice. And it's interesting. Like, the main – Josh Allen isn't going to play this preseason. It's very clear. And in a joint practice, he's playing, and the reports are that Sean McDermott when Josh was on the field, never left Josh's side.
Yeah.
Like he was there with a whistle. And so, yeah, it was real. It was like they had 11 on 11,
full contact,
7 on
yeah.
7 and everything else. I mean, they probably read jerseys.
Yeah, I would
take
assume
quarterback down. Yeah. But he was there with a whistle,
yeah.
like on that field. He wasn't wandering off to see the other,
right.
you know, stuff. And so, but there's some stuff. Seth Hennigan was kind of in the news if you were paying attention. Jackson Dart was back in the news if you were paying attention. So we'll talk a little bit about whether any of this stuff was real or not. Chris Harrington had his consumer's guide to the NBA schedule, which dropped Friday or Saturday. I have now gone through it. He had one one-star game. It's graded on a four-star scale. I don't understand the four-star scale. Why not? Why wouldn't it be a five-star scale? Isn't the five-star scale superior to a four-star? A lot of people do a four-star scale.
My thing is, I just want consistency, and Chris is always consistent.
He's
always,
totally. And,
yeah.
But then the thing is, within it, he's got 2.5s, 3.5s, and 1.5. If you have a five-star scale, you don't have to have as many 0.5s. You can just give them the right. It is a interesting ranking. For example, there are two Thunder games, right? One of the Thunder games is a 2.5, and one of the Thunder games is a 3.5.
Mm.
Now, why would that be, right? That seems kind of weird.
I'm guessing the date.
One of the Pelicans games is a 4-star. One of the Pelican games is a 2.5-star. So why would that be? He has exactly one 1-star game. He has 3 1.5-star games, but he has one 1-star game. Top of the head, name the team.
The 1-star game, Utah?
Nope. He actually said blank is a quote-unquote exciting player who I hate to watch, who I don't much like to watch. I'm paraphrasing.
Oh, God.
So this particular one-star team, it's one of your bad teams out there, and they have a player who Chris does not particularly care to watch. So
I think he doesn't like Scoot Henderson, right?
It wasn't Scoot. The Portland game is a 1-star. 1.5-star. I'm sorry.
Okay, so I don't know. We'll save the suspense, right?
We will save the suspense. Yeah, and he has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 4-star games. And then 1, 2, 3, 4 3.5-star games. But 1 1-star game. So we'll do the consumer's guide to the Grizz season. Reminder, by the way, because I think it kind of got lost. Like, we knew that the season schedule was dropping Friday.
Thursday.
I don't know that people knew that tickets went on sale. I mean, we mentioned it glancingly.
Yeah, but it wasn't like it wasn't
a big
the promotion.
Push.
Yeah.
And I know, like, Jaron's out there tweeting about buying tickets, and good for Jaron, right, to say that folks should buy tickets. But honestly, I was talking to someone today who said, we were looking at the 26th would be a good time to go see Giannis, like
yeah.
the day after Christmas. They weren't even aware the tickets were on sale.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like, and maybe it's because the Grizzlies do most of their stuff now through their own social media, but, you know, if you want to have a big push to sell
yeah.
tickets.
No, I agree. It's like
you would launch it, be on every TV station, every radio station.
Yeah.
You know, season tickets here, boom, tickets are for sale. Whatever. So
here are the packs you can get, like the
yeah. But anyway, you can buy tickets, and Chris's consumer guide will help you identify which are the games that you most should want to see. We also had, I mean, there was other news. We had Joey Eglinar named a starting quarterback for the Vols. We may talk about that. Women's soccer, by the way, Memphis women's soccer beat Ole Miss 3-2. Do you realize? I'll get to this later.
Okay.
Their home record is crazy. If you want to see a Memphis team win, go watch the women's soccer team at home. And then Scottie Scheffler wins the BMW.
Yeah, he did.
Fifth win of 25. How do you feel about the chip shot on 17?
I mean, it's almost unfair. It's like he's already better than them, and then he gets to hit that shot.
It's ridiculous.
Like, it was funny because Robert McIntyre, who had not played well, but like you could see his like entire body just sink when it went in because like he'd kind of gotten back into it.
Yeah. At that point, he was still up a stroke. Scottie was up a stroke, but...
But he just missed a short... He just missed like a terribly short putt after kind of missing another short putt. Like, he was getting a little wobbly.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Okay. But what I want to open with, Jeffrey, is we have, listen, if I have a chance to open with either tiers or rankings, I'm going to do it, man.
It's just
and,
law.
And it's just a law. Right up there with ordering bread pudding and meatloaf. Mm-hmm. Chris Vanini has ranked all 136 college football teams. Have you seen his ranking?
So I have pulled it up before the show, yes.
Okay. We'll start at the top.
Okay.
And then we'll go to the local schools, some of the schools of interest. Penn State. I actually met someone over the weekend who is a Penn State and a Bills fan.
Okay.
And they went to Penn State.
But this person does not own the Bills?
No, the person does not own the Bills. Another
okay.
Penn State and Bills fan. And I have to say, who has a better chance of winning the title in their respective sport? I think it's Penn State. They're close, though, right? They're both like knocking on the door, haven't ever been able to get over the hump, whatever else.
You can make the argument they both basically got to the same spot last year. They were both in the Final Four,
I think that's
if
right.
you will.
And the reason to like Penn State, obviously, you don't love Drew Aller, right? Like, you're not a big fan.
Yes.
But the reason to like him is, in fact, that unlike Ohio State, unlike Texas, unlike Georgia, they have their quarterback.
Alabama, Oregon, Notre Dame.
Yep, unlike Alabama, all of them. They have their quarterback.
Yes.
They like their quarterback, and they don't have to go through first-year growing pains with their quarterback. I don't think it is illogical to put Penn State 1.
No, I'm with you. I think it makes all the sense in the world if you like him.
If you like him, but you don't like him.
Yeah. And I mean, I am open to some of it is they've had really bad receiver play and they think that they've addressed that. Like, I am open to the idea of, all right, let me see what it looks like when they get him some actual, like, college, like, ready receivers, but he still has a very bad tendency to turn it over when it matters.
What's interesting is 1 and 2 both have the same issue. They both, not issue, they both have the same thing. They each have a quarterback.
Yep.
Right? Because 2 is Clemson.
Yes. And I like Cade more than I like Aller, but I've also, I think we have elevated what Clemson accomplished last year without, I think we're kind of giving Clemson respect from like 5 years ago, but when you like actually break down what they did last year, they didn't do a whole lot. Like Cade Klubnik is getting a lot of credit for having a good second half in Austin in a game that they were down multiple scores.
We'll go through the rest real quick because I want to get to the local schools. Texas 3, Ohio State 4, Georgia 5, Notre Dame 6, Oregon 7, Arizona State, Alabama 9, LSU 10. LSU does not get the same bump for having a veteran quarterback, and I'm not sure that Garrett Nussmeier is as good as either of the other two. Maybe not. I'd probably put him, I don't know. But like,
I think he can be more talented than the other three, but I have the same problem with Garrett that I have with Aller. It's like when you watch him play the whole game, you're just like, eh.
Okay, so how do you feel about that? That group. I can give you some of the, there's a sentence about all of them. I believe in Arch Manning, Texas, but I have some concerns about all the talent being replaced in the trenches where Texas has been so good. Ohio State, the Buckeyes have as many holes as Texas, but they always figure it out. Having Jeremiah Smith, who should be an active NFL receiver right now, also helps. Georgia, there are questions at every level of the offense. Is Gunnar Stockton really the guy? But we may be overlooking the dogs, etc. Thoughts on any of those who you are higher on or lower on than consensus?
No, I actually think it's a fair question with Texas, but I am also open to the idea that Texas has replaced Alabama and Georgia in the sense of,
as the just they're going to have talent?
Just because you don't know the talent doesn't mean they don't have talent. But that is a fair question. They lost a bunch up front.
Okay, but let's go to the schools, other schools of interest. 16. It's interesting. Florida is 15. And I wonder, they're getting a lot of credit for their winning
finish. Streak, yeah.
For their finish. But DJ Lagway keeps getting hurt.
Yep.
And their schedule is just brutal.
Yes. It's not quite as bad as last year, but it's still.
Is 15 over high for Florida?
I do think if Florida has everything break the right way. So, like, if I'm doing this based on roster, I think Florida's completely justified being at 15. Do I think they'll finish at 15? No.
Well, one of the interesting things is as you're doing one of these rankings, and I'll get to this in a minute, Memphis is pretty low in this ranking. Memphis is 54. But they are ahead of Cincinnati, Houston, and UCF. The three schools that departed to go to a greener pastures, right, are at 67 for Cincinnati, 74 for Houston, and 82 for UCF. So my question for you is, are you ranking rosters or are you ranking their ability to get through the conference given the roster they have? Because I don't know much about Cincinnati, Houston, or UCF's roster, really. Like, I can't break it down. I barely know much about Memphis's roster.
Sure.
What have we seen? But I think Memphis is ahead of Cincinnati, Houston, and UCF because Memphis is going to get to play in the American, and those three aren't.
I think more times than not, that's kind of what your ranking is. Who do I think is going to be a part of the story?
Yeah, like right now, Memphis, Cincinnati play on a neutral field. Do you have any sense what the line would be?
I would think on a neutral field, it's probably going to end up being like Cincinnati -3.
So since, yeah, it's a point. Cincinnati would be favored. Okay. So, Ole Miss is at 16. People are very high on new QB Austin Simmons, but this team is replacing nearly every starter from 2024. Your thoughts about putting Ole Miss at 16. A lot of it comes down to, do you believe in Austin Simmons? And I kind of do, but your thoughts.
So for me, I think this is about right. And it's less about, do I believe in Austin Simmons? It's, do I really think that Ole Miss can replace what I think is one of the most talented defenses they've ever had? And that defense was absolutely nasty last year. Right. And so even if they just take if they just take like a half step back, that's significant. And then the other problem with Austin Simmons is, while I believe in him, it's still going to be his first year with Lane. And at Ole Miss, every first year guy has kind of had up and down years. Like Matt Corral had an up and down turnover ridden year. Jackson Dart, up and down turnover ridden year. Now they still got production out of him. But like,
okay, that's then what you've just told me is makes 16 seem high.
Their schedule's really favorable. It comes back to your right. your previous point about, like, they don't have to be that good, and they can kind of probably equal at 9-3.
All right, Tennessee's at 26. We know that Joey Aguilar was named starting quarterback over the weekend. No surprise there. But says, don't forget the Vols also replaced Dylan Sampson, SEC Offensive Player of the Year. That's a fine point. Your thoughts on the Vols at 26?
Still don't love the receiver room. I do think, though, I do kind of, even though Dylan Sampson's gone, I kind of trust Heupel's ability to get production out of the run game. Like they've been able to do that at Tennessee. I think they're just going to try to replicate their formula of last year, which is they believe in their both fronts. They're going to kind of try to control and run the ball and then play good defense. Like, can you tell me that they surprise in their 9-3? Sure, but do I think that they're going to be in the playoff again? No.
Memphis at 54, but the reason I bring that up now is that before that, we've got Tulane substantially ahead at 38 and Navy substantially ahead at 41. On Tulane, the Green Wave lost their top offensive playmakers to transfer, but brought in plenty, including Retzlaff, that's the QB, and the defense should be one of the best in the group of five. And to Navy, Blake Horvath is a huge weapon in this offense, and don't be surprised if the mids start 8-0 before a trip to Notre Dame. So those are, you know, a dozen, 15 slots ahead of Memphis.
Yeah, with Tulane, though, Tulane has got a tough start, so they have Northwestern.
Go Cats.
They get Northwestern, Duke, and Ole Miss in their first, like, four games.
Right.
Northwestern and Duke are at home. But, I mean, like, that is kind of one of those things where it's like, those are going to be some games where they could take some body blows early. And one thing about the American is, like, no one really has, like, the depth. But I do agree that I think if I were betting right now, I think I would like Tulane slightly better than I like Memphis.
Vandy at 46, Arkansas at 47. Pavia obviously mentioned in connection with Vanderbilt. Talen Green and Bobby Petrino mentioned in connection with Arkansas. Your thoughts on those two?
I actually kind of like Arkansas better this year, but their schedule's just brutal. Like, you get Ole Miss, Notre Dame, or Ole Miss, Memphis, Notre Dame in like a stretch, and like that's one of the things when you ever have a coach on the hot seat, it's like, what kind of start do you get off to? And I can see where they're not that bad of a team, but they've, you know, you could easily go 0-3 in that stretch.
Two of the most interesting teams to me this season, back to back, Florida State at 49 and North Carolina at 50.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Both fascinating.
Yes, you've got Gus ball coaching for Mike. I'm still unsure of why they picked Thomas Castellanos, but okay. And then I just don't know how you can actually say North Carolina is not interesting. Like, they're, to me, they're,
it's just totally,
like, we can say, like, oh, well, it's less about football. It's like, who cares? The NFL's greatest coach of all time is coaching in college football this year. How is that not
interesting? How's that gonna go? Like, we see it the other way all the time. Like, how are you gonna, can this coach make the jump to the NFL? Are they, whatever? Here we're seeing literally the greatest NFL coach of all time, who's been embroiled in controversy because of his young girlfriend.
Yes.
And now he's going to be coaching at North Carolina. What happened?
How is that not interesting?
How is that not interesting? Fascinating. And then I mentioned Memphis at 54. Nevada transfer Brendan Lewis takes over, but one of the Americans' most talented programs has questions with new starters almost everywhere. That's fair.
I mean, the defense is almost entirely new. Now, there'd be some people that can point out, like, is that a bad thing?
No, no. They can be new and super talented.
Yeah. Well, and
because
also,
of the resources, right?
Well, and then on top of that, it's like, did you really want to trot a lot of those guys back out?
Right. And then, as I said, Cincinnati at 67, Houston at 74, UCF at 82. Does that make you watch, you know, wonder what you're wishing for in terms of your jump into the Big 12?
No, I think Memphis would like to be.
They would like to be lumped in there.
They would trade places.
Arkansas State at 87 and Mississippi State at 90.
I mean, I do think State can be better. I don't know how much it's going to show up
Memphis
in the...
Memphis on a neutral.
Probably Memphis minus 3.
A healthy QB Blake Chapin should help, but the Bulldogs might have the toughest schedule in the
what,
country.
What it boils down to me for is like, I think they could be better. I'm not sure it's going to show up in the record.
And that gets to my point, is that are you ranking here rosters or are you ranking how you think the season is going to unfold given that everything is in front of them? We did learn, by the way, over the weekend that Jam Miller, who's the Alabama's
leading returning running back, not leading rusher,
had upper body surgery and is out for an
so I guess we're now just doing hockey injuries.
So yes, upper body. We'll
I've
see.
Heard upper body injury. I'd not heard upper body surgery.
Yes, it's upper body something. All right, we're gonna take a break. We got Chris Harrington straight up at 10 o'clock. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Black Friday? More like Black Friday, yay! Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Before the preseason begins, Jeffrey and I take the preseason pledge, which is to not put any stock in preseason.
We will not overreact.
Remember that year that Kenny Pickett was on fire and the Steelers went 4-0 or whatever?
Oh, yeah.
You know, dissolved quickly, right? So we're not going to overreact. But there might be some things to pay a little bit of attention
sure.
to. So I'm going to rattle through some real quick. One, Bears thumped the Bills 38-0. Caleb Williams marched them right down on the first drive. Honestly, and it started at the 8 because there's a botched kickoff
yep.
return. And got a touchdown, looked good, locked in, looked good. Do you put on any stock in this for the Bears or for the Bills? Trouble ahead for the Bills.
So I put nothing into it for the Bills because, as we mentioned at the top of the show, they were playing one guy.
Starter on each, one starter on defense and one starter on offense. Cole Bishop on defense and Josh Palmer on offense.
I do think it was important for Caleb to like put something out there that was sharp, and he was really sharp that drive. And so I did think from like a confidence standpoint, it was good to see him throw the ball on time, and it looked like he got it out.
The answer means nothing for the Bills.
Yep.
Means something for the Bears. The only thing I would say about the Bills is I think one of the reasons why it's miraculous that the Pats won as much as they did is in the end, and this is for the Chiefs and for the – when you draft at the end of the first round, at the end of the second round, at the end – every single year, there is going to be a leaching of talent. Now, the Eagles have been really good at finding
yep.
players late. The Ravens are really good at finding players late. But if someone's picking 12th in every round and you're picking 28th in every round, it makes it harder. And it could be a reason why your backups aren't so great.
No, I definitely think that's a part of it. But I also think what it shows, like in the NFL, man, you realize there's not a ton of like difference makers. And so it's a matter of.
Well, it's funny. I continue to believe that. Without Josh Allen, the Bills would be a thoroughly mediocre or sub-mediocre
yeah.
team. If you put, whatever, Trevor Lawrence on the Bills, whatever,
sure.
they'd be a ton. But
they'd probably look like the Jaguars.
To that point, the Auburn announced they're retiring Cam Newton's number.
Yep.
Total number of NFL starts the rest of the 2010 offense, Auburn offense had, 1. If you've got the guy, it makes a huge difference.
Was it... I wonder if it was the running back.
I don't know. They had. You remember Philip Lutzenkirk? And
yeah.
He died.
Yeah.
And he would have had more. So they would have
yeah.
had more because he was good. But,
I mean,
anyway.
That team was 8-4 without Cam, and they were like 8-4 the next year.
So I think it means something for the Bears. I think it means nothing for the Bills. Okay. Cam Ward struggled, man. Cam Ward struggled. 2 of 7, 42 yards. He had... Honestly, his best pass of the
yeah,
night.
Yeah, got dropped.
Van Jefferson, it was a beautiful, beautiful
yes.
throw. And Van Jefferson just flat dropped it. But 2 of 7, 42 yards, didn't look good. Any stock in that for the Titans?
No, because I honestly thought the numbers were bad. I still think he kind of looks the part. Like, he is way more interesting to me, I guess, than it is the rest of the country. Because, like, he's still exciting to watch.
He is exciting to watch.
Because he can get outside the pocket. He really has an unbelievable arm. Like his, and like he makes so many throws that I go, God, that was awesome.
Okay. So you don't put any stock in
that
particularly at all. Okay. Here's one. Seth Hennigan, and we like to follow him. We root for Seth
yep.
to succeed. He's a backup in Jacksonville. He got on the field after Trevor Lawrence, after Nick Mullins,
mm-hmm.
and after John Wolford. And he really had no chance to do anything. He was 1 of 3 for 23 yards and then a pick at the end of the game. Really,
yeah.
Like he was,
it was
whatever.
Just a heave.
He then tweeted, "Lord, I am grateful for the highs and lows. I am thankful for whatever you have planned for me." Do you put any stock in any of that in terms of Seth's future in Jacksonville?
I mean, he's... probably going to be their like the fourth quarterback, so that would suggest he's not going to be on the roster. So
he's clearly not going to be on the roster. Does this suggest though the fact that he wasn't deployed until like the very end of the game, and then is tweeting about "I have God, whatever you have in store for me, the highs and the lows"? Does it suggest he's not going to be a practice squad guy?
That would be my.
I think probably,
but I think also they did give him opportunities to play so that maybe somebody else can pick him up. But like they have,
and maybe later, maybe they could be someone. Yeah. Maybe picked. It does feel like it doesn't look like Seth is going to get a big run there or whatever. When you start tweeting that, it suggests that maybe you think your future isn't in,
or they've told you
Jacksonville, or they've told you. Okay, Joe Milton was horrible for the Cowboys.
Man, the arm.
Horrible for the Cowboys. By the way, had to face off against Cooper Rush, who was starting for the Ravens. Joe Milton, 2 of 8, 14 yards, and a pick. Is he the guy we thought him to be?
Yeah.
But what a win he had last year at the end of the season against the Bills.
And on top of that, man, is he like, he is the most impressive bad quarterback. Because when he lets it rip, you're just the whole time just like, my God, what an arm. Like, he is one of the most fun bad quarterbacks you can have.
But he's no good.
No. Okay. You have to be able to like actually layer the ball. Like, it has to be caught is another big part of it.
I got a couple from the Giants-Jets game.
Okay.
Giants 31, Jets 12.
I watched a lot of this because the Cardinals were depressing me.
Jackson Dart, 14 of 16, 137 yards, 2 touchdowns, 1 passing, and 1 rushing.
He snaked that running back touchdown.
Your thoughts? This is 2 games in a row where Jackson Dart has looked good.
But we are doing the move of, I think we're trying to look good in the preseason, which is alarming to me. Like,
the Giants are trying to look good in the preseason.
Yes.
Right. If you're worried about your season, you try to build some momentum and confidence and look good in the preseason.
And so Jackson's getting to play with a lot of guys that are going to contribute, and he's going up against backups and third teamers. And so, yes, he looks really good, and you'd rather see that than the Joe Milton. Like, you'd much rather see that. But I am not sitting there going, like, we should start Jackson right now. We should, however, start Jameis.
We just might have the quarterback of the future.
Yeah, but what else? What other choice do I have? Like, that's kind of like how I came down to it on draft night. It's like, you might as well buy in, because what other choice?
Yeah, but does any of this give you more hope than on the day they picked him? The fact that he's looked
no, because I mean, like, I've seen him have really good games,
right?
Like,
okay. And by the way,
the best of the night though was Jameis.
He's not going to start. No. Russell Wilson started, and he led the Giants to a touchdown drive.
Yeah, also had a hilarious interception. I do think it was the receiver's fault. Jameis had the throw of the night. Jameis went outside the pocket and then just ripped like a 40-yard bomb over the shoulder to a tight end streaking down the sidelines. The Giants quarterback room could be so much fun if Russell Wilson didn't exist.
They would be more fun.
You'd have Jameis.
Speaking of, DeVito. Okay, that same game, you had Justin Fields looking dreadful. The Jets at one point, and it's very clear, they're going to run the ball.
I was going to say, they might run a triple option.
At one point, they ran it 10 straight times.
Yeah.
He was 1 of 5 throwing the ball. And in the preseason so far, across all of his throws, 3.9 air yards per attempt. Mm-hmm. They are not throwing the damn ball down the field. And so should I be worried if I were a Jets fan that wanted, you know what? We might, in Justin Fields, have the next Geno Smith or the next Baker Mayfield. This is not looking
the
promising.
Reclamation project. Yeah, I don't think you have that. I do think you should just prepare yourself. Like, hey, man, like, they're going to try and run the ball, and they're going to try to play good defense, and you're basically going to try to be in every game like 17-14.
So there's some meaning.
Yeah.
We can get some sense of what's happening.
Like, they're trying to establish a culture.
Okay, Jags Saints 17-all.
Mm-hmm.
A couple things from this game.
The fight.
Trevor Lawrence, 8 of 10, 76 yards, and a touchdown. He is now 14 of 17 and 119 yards with a touchdown under Liam Cohen. Are we seeing, is there some hint that we are seeing the resurgence, the reclamation of Trevor Lawrence based on what we've seen from preseason?
I'm not ruling out any of that. I'm not, but the question is, am I putting stock into this? No, I would only be alarmed at this point in Trevor's career if he's not being, if he's incapable of having good drives in preseason. That's alarming to me. The fact that he's not, it's like, okay, cool.
What is interesting is so many of these starting quarterbacks, they just, particularly because a lot of them are playing against second team defenses.
Yep.
They just march right down the floor and score.
Yes.
I mean, right down the, you know, at the very least, get a field goal.
They're to me, what preseason is a reminder of is like, God, starting defenses, like, even though you quote unquote, like, it's never been harder to play defense, it does make you realize, like, NFL defenses are insanely good, but they just, like, we don't realize it until you don't realize it until you see, like,
scheming and scheming.
Yes. Game plan, everything.
All that stuff matters hugely, certainly on both sides of the ball, of the wall as well. Okay.
But also the fan fight in that game was awesome.
That is true. Spencer Rattler looks better than Tyler Shuck.
I do agree with that. I don't think it matters though. I think they're just going to, it seems like they're going to roll. Like they're rolling with Shuck and they're going to like either find out if he's capable or if he's bad, like, hey, we're doing this again.
Okay. Here's one that, might be problematic.
All right.
And that is Bryce Young led two drives. Again, we were all Bryce Young's back. He's great. He had a great second half, whatever else. He led two drives against the Texans, and those drives resulted in minus 2 yards in offense for the Panthers. He was 0-2 with a pick that was that was negated by a penalty, but he was sacked. So 0-2, a sack, an interception negated by a penalty, minus 2 yards in two drives for the offense. And the Panthers have been outscored 50-13 in the preseason. Are we worried about the really feel-good story that was Bryce Young's return to at least respectability at the end of last year?
No, because like in the end, like he looked really good week one. He didn't look great this time, but like they were trying to run the ball, whatnot. Like it's, I didn't feel like scheme-wise they were like trying to be like, all right, let's put together a couple of drives, because they didn't do the stuff that he's most comfortable in.
All right, Dylan Gabriel looked good leading the Browns over the Eagles 22-13. He did have a pick six. That didn't look
good. Yeah, we're blaming the receiver on that one.
But then he had a quote. Do we have the quote?
Sideline interview.
Sideline interview. Here we go.
Okay, so the question was, and you tell me if there's a question here. I guess there is at the end, maybe. You gave us some fabulous wisdom on how you tune out the noise and don't let it infiltrate yourself. Will you share that with everybody at home? Dylan, yeah, it's just part of it. You know, there's entertainers and there's competitors, and I totally understand that. But my job is to compete, and that's what I'm focused on.
All right. He then said he was not talking about Shedeur Sanders when he said there's entertainers and there's competitors. And how did he finish that sentence?
There are entertainers and competitors, and I totally understand that.
Okay.
But my job is to compete, and that's what I'm focused on.
Is he saying that he is a competitor and Shedeur Sanders is an entertainer?
I actually think no, because when I saw, like, there are people that were, like, going back and, like, he's used this line before. And so I do think the mistake that he made was not understanding if you drop that line, it would be considered that. Do I think his intention was, like, to actually take shots at him? It's like, no, we've got a long history of Dylan Gabriel being a good teammate. So I don't actually think that's what he was doing.
You think it was not, the mistake was, it was like, it, honestly, it was a failure to read the defense.
Well,
it was a mistake. You didn't see the guy sitting down there on the route.
It's the classic, like, when things aren't going well in Madden, you go to the play that you think always works, and he was like, has this canned one lined up, and he just called that number, and that was not the play.
It was not the right.
See the linebacker.
Anthony Richardson continues to look good for the Colts. Now, a lot of people thought that the he was 6-11 for 73 yards, but first drive was boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
And then the 5 or 6, 64, whatever, he had a 90-yard touchdown drive. And then the next two drives, they were beset by penalties. It wasn't really his fault. Does it feel like to you that Anthony, we wondered whether it would be Daniel Jones or Anthony Richardson. It feels like it's becoming Anthony Richardson, right?
Well, but it felt like the vibe coming out of the week was the people that cover the team are more Daniel Jones, which to me still doesn't make sense. Like, You should play Anthony Richardson until you can't play him anymore. Like, you know what Daniel is.
Until you know that he's not the guy.
Right. You know what Daniel is.
And if you didn't, and if you knew he wasn't the guy, then if you knew he wasn't the guy, then you shouldn't have brought him back this year.
Correct.
So but now that you have him, you should play him until you know he is not the guy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Because Danny did drop a dime.
What's that?
Danny did drop a dime as well. Oh, yeah.
No, his numbers were good, too. Yeah. His numbers were good, too.
And it resulted in another field goal. It's like, yeah, I know that. I know that offense.
One of the interesting things is you get to figure out where the backup quarterbacks are playing. You know, like, you're aware that, oh, Cooper Rush is the Ravens' backup.
Yep. Which is a surprise because, like, that was jarring, even though it's one of those ones that maybe if you follow transactions, you should have known. I was like, I did not realize he was there.
And then
Drew Locke's back in Seattle. Didn't know that.
Drew Locke is back in Seattle. Yeah, I'm not sure I was aware of that. Either Zach Wilson is in Miami.
Wearing zero.
And had a nice game, 15 to 23, 154 yards and a touchdown. Jarrett Stidham lighting it up in Denver. He is, over the course of the preseason, 30 of 38, 376 yards, four touchdowns.
Jeff, he leads all preseason passers in EPA per dropback.
That's the point you make. If you're a veteran quarterback and you're getting snaps in preseason, you should be lighting it up. Here's one, though, that I wonder about and worry about.
All right.
Oh, by the way, Sam Howell is the Vikings backup.
Yep.
Again, this is what we figure out here. Trevion Henderson looks awesome for the Pats. Like, and you, there are running backs who are taken second, third, fourth, fifth, who pop all the time, and you're wondering, is this the next guy? Is Trevion Henderson the next guy for at running back for the Pats?
I don't hate the pick. Like, he is a bowling ball. Now, the one thing that does work against him, he's never been great at just, like, getting four yards. It's a lot of stuff, home run. Now, that was the argument also against one Saquon Barkley.
That is true. Worries me a little bit. Feels like a good pick for the.
Well, do you really think Mike Vrabel's not going to give a running back the ball?
Right, exactly. Going to give a running back the ball. A couple other NFL notes before we take a break. Come back with Chris Harrington and the Consumer's Guide to the Grizzlies season. Home games this season. The Bengals supposedly are talking about a Hendrickson trade now. That's supposedly, I guess Shamar Stewart, since he arrived in camp and is actually suiting up and reached contract, has looked really good.
They've talked about kicking him inside too. Like,
and so it would seem crazy, like, to literally trade your best defensive player.
I almost wonder that. What has changed? Because isn't this exactly what they did earlier in the summer? I know it's fun to rip on the Bengals, and the Brown family makes it easy. It also feels like this is kind of a Hendrickson issue, where it's like he wants to get paid at this high level, and I understand that. I'm not saying that he should not have that desire, not have that want. But it also feels like the market's not there because...
Oh, he has less chance of getting... I mean, it's harder for other teams to fit him in under the cap. And it doesn't feel like whatever draft pick. People aren't inclined to be trading away next year's first or something at this point.
Like,
right?
If Micah Parsons really were available, I think they would have, like, every team would have just given up whatever it took to get Micah Parsons.
Right.
No one's willing to do this for Henderson.
And then a small deal, John Metchie, who, of course, was the Alabama receiver who then was diagnosed with leukemia.
Yep.
He hasn't really had much of a career, mostly because of that, with the Texans.
He had injury, too,
And injuries. He was traded over the weekend to the Eagles.
I mean, I assume that means he's going to go on and be, like,
an all-pro.
Yeah. Like, it's the Howie thing. Like, whenever he makes a move, it's like, well, I'm sure he just did it again.
Anything else strike you? Well, listen, we tried, man. We tried. And if there was an interesting week, it was this week, because next week no one's playing because no one wants to get hurt.
I think you're right. I have also seen some teams actually do, like, they want to have their guys go through the dress rehearsal of, like, game day.
A lot of people want to do the dress, but I got the sense that was this week. I mean, we did see, like, some don't. Like, the Rams never play. They literally never play their starters. And so we got...
It's the Stetson Bennett game.
We got Stetson Bennett. Yeah, we got Stetson Bennett going 28 of 40, 324 yards.
Where are we me on the Matthew Stafford
injury
back pseudoscience.
I think that could be really an interesting question.
It is one of those ones where it's like, I think he's going to be fine to play week one.
Yeah, but if you were drafting him in your fantasy team.
But it does make you wonder, like, how many games am I getting?
Would you be wary if you were drafting him in your fantasy team? I think you would. And by the way, a lot of fantasy drafts this week.
Yeah, everybody's doing it this week, next week.
All right, we're going to take a break.
One more. Easton Stick is now a Falcon. I learned that on Friday.
And Easton Stick.
Yeah, I know everybody was curious, where is Easton? But yeah, he is a Falcon now.
Yeah. If you are selling your house, it is a tricky market. I see lots of people out there, and the houses just are out there and 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 out there. And another reason to consider taking a cash offer from Josh Hysaw. Guaranteed instant cash offer at full market value for his home. It's for your home. It's Josh and the team at Keller Williams Realty. The phone number is 901-461-8147. Josh has the buyers.com. You don't have to fix your house up. You don't have to have elaborate showings. You don't have to have the suspense of wondering whether it's going to sell. And it's not one of these, you know, unsolicited cash offers from someone who's going to lowball you the way that you know that they're going to lowball you. Josh lives here. He's a Memphian. He will, if you call him, he will come out. He'll determine what your house is worth. And you got up to 4 months to hand over your keys if that's the way you want to go. Again, no reason not to try. It's Josh Hysaw, 901-461-8147. Or joshhasthebuyers.com. Chris Harrington with a consumer's guide to the Grizzlies season. There's one, we discussed this. One-star game, Jeffrey, one-star game. What could that be? And I think I said four-star games, a bunch of three-star, no, one, two, three, four, five four-star games. We'll discuss that when we return. Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.